Blog Talk Radio.
Talk to me.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Delicious Talk. This is your host, Gail Delicious Johnson. Hope everybody's having a beautiful evening. That was Lakeside, I Want to Hold Your Hand. And before that was Talk to Me by Little Willie John. Okay, it's been raining here. I heard that's the tail end of Sandy that we got here. I didn't know that, but it's been raining all day since yesterday. And today, my granddaughter went to her prom. She's 13 years old, graduating from middle school. I guess you call it middle school now, but she's getting ready to go to high school. And she looked like a doll, baby, just beautiful. I'm telling you, these kids are growing up so fast that I don't know what to do. She's the youngest grandchild that I have, and I also have a great-grandson as well, but he just turned 4 the 3rd of this month, and they had a birthday party at the bowling alley out in Lanham, and it was just hilarious. His little uncle was there. Everybody was there. It was a nice little party going on. So we did that. I think that was Sunday. His birthday was the 3rd, but they celebrated the day before. And that's about it with the little announcements that I want to make. I do have some more, but they will be coming shortly in the show. As you know, tonight is open topic. Tonight is the first Friday of the month, which I have my open topics the first Friday of the month. And any and everything we'll talk about tonight, no holds bars, but we will not be discussing politics or religion. Now, there's nothing wrong with saying a little something about the president, but as far as, like, discussing and getting into debates about that or discussing religion and getting debates about that, that does not go on at Delicious Talk because everybody has their own point of views, and I respect that, and there's no need to get into debates about politics because everybody has their own opinion, and I have my own opinion, and, you know, keep things smooth and running around here. I just don't discuss religion or politics, okay? Now, the first thing I'm going to talk about is what's up with all these people engaging in bestiology. There was a young man the other day, I think I saw this on the news, that was caught having sex with his pit bull, his mixed pit bull. Some kids were on their way to school, saw it and recorded it on their cell phone and turned it over to the school principal, which in turn the principal turned it over to law enforcement. They caught the guy while he was around the back of some houses, sitting down naked, still embracing his dog. His brother said that he suffered mental disorders, or, you know, he was had some problems, or, you know, was going through something. But, you know, it's I don't know what this world is coming to. I really don't. And he's not the first one that was caught having sex with the dog. Another guy who was helping this lady, she had kennels of dogs, and he was supposed to be out there cleaning the kennel, and he was having sex with one of her dogs, and one of the neighbors saw it and alerted the police. The police came to her house, and she thought maybe she was going to get into some trouble because she had the pit bulls or whatever. Then they told her that a male was having sex with her dog. And I'm quite sure when people are pet lovers, dog lovers, cat lovers, or whatever, and something happens to their pet like that can be very traumatic, you know, because it's almost like they're family members. And if I was to come home and see somebody having sex with my dog or my cat, I don't know how I could, you know, how I would really handle that. And I'm glad that I really don't have to go through anything like that because I don't have any pets. But I just can imagine that woman was very upset about that. Then there was, I think this is a school teacher, this is a female that was having sex with a dog. Now, what bothers me sometimes is when I see these women walking these big dogs, that's the first thought that comes to my mind, that these women are sexing those dogs. It may not be true in all cases, but it just, for some reason, that's just the first thing that comes to my mind. Because, I don't know, it's just been so prevalent lately that, you know, dogs are being molested or, you know, having sex with humans, and humans are having sex with dogs. Oh, it's terrible. I don't know what the world is coming to, but whatever. You know, those are some of the things I did want to discuss. And then I also wanted to talk about the three girls that was rescued. Was that in Cleveland? I think it was. Well, if it wasn't in Cleveland, wherever it was at, someone called it and let me know. But the three girls that were rescued, they've already made a movie of that. And I'm wondering, is Charles Ramsey, or Charles, what was his name, Charles Ramsey? I wonder, who's going to portray him in that movie, or even if he's going to be portrayed in that movie. And you know that he wasn't accepting any type of money for, you know, him rescuing those young ladies. And so they give him hamburgers for life at McDonald's, and they're also in some restaurant somewhere, they're naming a hamburger after him, you know, because he didn't want to accept the, you know, reward money. Why? I don't know, but I guess that's gracious on his behalf. But, you know, like I said, they've made a movie out of that already. And, you know, like I said, I'm dying to see who's going to betray him. And just, is it going to be, to the T, like, you know, the things that happened when he said, anytime a white woman runs into a black man's arms. You know, but it's all good. He was a good guy, and you know how he people just made fun of him, and then they dug up some dirt on him, some things that he had did in his past. I can't understand, what does somebody's past have to do with their present? You know, as long as they're upstanding citizen, doing the things that they're supposed to do, because he worked, he had a job, and you know, all that should have been behind him, but they always got to dig up something. Well, he was this, he did that, he had a record, this, that. So what? You know, he did a good thing, you know, that day when he helped those girls out of that house, and that's all that should have been looked at, because what he did in the past was in the past. But that's how man is. He can't let people, you know, be forgiven and get on with the future. They always got to dig something up. Then they did a party, what's the word I'm looking for? They made a little song out of it. And, but, you know, that's life. Hi, Rhea.
Hi, sorry, I had to hang up, but I got a sip to my stomach.
You had to what?
I said I had gotten sick to my stomach. I'm not feeling good tonight.
Oh, okay. Well, whenever you want to, you know, we can. We don't have to do the whole hour if you're not feeling well.
Okay.
So I was just talking about the incident in that was Cleveland where the guy had rescued those three girls, wasn't it? Was that in Cleveland?
Well, I know it was in Ohio. I think it was in Cleveland.
Oh, okay. You know, I was had mentioned how quickly they made a movie out of it already.
Oh, they got a movie out of it already?
Yeah.
I mean, do you mean YouTube?
No, it's going to be on, I think it's either going to be on Wii or Lifetime.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I was just wondering who was going to betray, you know, the black guy, and, you know, how was it going to go?
We can play it up.
Well, that's true, but, you know, I don't even think they'll be doing that. But it would be good if he could, because I don't think anybody could be as authentic as him, you know, because how he was expressing himself and those facial expressions and things like that. But yeah, it's a movie, and I also saw it on the ID channel. They also did a did on the ID channel. So
I know a couple of people who follow the ID channel. They talk about that a lot.
Mhm. Yeah, so it's a lot of things that going on there, because they also made a movie out of this girl who had killed her boyfriend and claimed that it was self-defense. She stabbed him, shot him, and somehow or another tried to discard the body, something like that. And they did a movie about that. Her case, her court case is still on, well, it was on court TV a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, that the white girl?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I didn't hear about it. I'm not familiar with her case. My first hearing about it was when her trial was going on. It was after the trial had happened, and they were, I guess, either the case was with the jury.
Mm-hmm.
No, the verdict wasn't in yet. They were waiting on the verdict to come in. The case was with the jury. And then they started showing it on our news. That was the first time I heard of it. I wasn't familiar
yep.
with it before.
Yep, well, they got a movie out with her that's coming on Lifetime or even the other one, the Wii Channel.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they're getting them out there quick. Really quick.
I think that got a lot to do with reality TV praise. Every time you turn around, there's a new reality TV show.
Mm-hmm.
I think that feeds a lot of I think that feeds a lot of what, you know, they're doing on TV and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it get on my damn nerves. Some of it get on my nerves, though.
Mine too, darling.
I mean,
and you know that.
Enough is enough.
Hmm?
I'm saying sometimes they're like, enough is enough.
Yeah, yes it is, because they just, every time you turn around, they're putting on this reality show, and there's nothing really real about them.
Exactly. Well, I got a lot of nerve saying that, because I do like some of the competition shows.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, like, they got a new one out right now that
mm-hmm.
comes on, what is it, CBS, and it's about bakers. I know it comes on 7 o'clock here, so it probably comes on 8 o'clock there. It's
mm-hmm.
the one where, what was the one about the boss? I can't think of the name of it. Where the boss went undercover boss.
Oh, yeah. Now, I watched that. They had a little marathon on that last week, and I watched that. Uh-huh.
Okay,
I did watch
boss
that.
Comes on. CBS here.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a show that's on right now in place of it. And
mm-hmm.
it's one of the cooking shows. And it's all about bacon.
Mm-hmm.
They have a couple of contestants, and they give them bacon assignments. And based
mm-hmm.
on how they do they stay or leave or whatever, I guess, until they get down to the best baker of the group. And they
mm-hmm.
win whatever. I do like
mm-hmm.
that. And I used mm-hmm. to really follow where they got top talent, but I can't stand Howard Stern. So when they put him on
mm-hmm.
there,
Well, you know, something else I like is Shark Tank. Do you watch
that? I've never watched it. I've heard good things about that. Wish I had been watching it all this time.
Honey, I love it. I missed it at night, so I have to catch it on demand. But I love Shark Tank. I really do.
But Shark Tank is like business that deals and stuff like that too, right?
Uh-huh. And
What it is
people who start a business, right? They may need some money to help them to further it, and they'll go to the Shark Tanks and make this presentation. And if it sounds good enough for them to invest their money in it, they'll invest their money and they'll say if I wanted to start a bakery and I needed $150,000 and I went to them and I said, well, I need $150,000 and I give you 10% of the, you know, give them 10% of the company. Then they'll, you know, make a presentation. If it sounds good enough to them and if it's profitable to them, you know, that's how they make the decision, because they ask you all kind of questions. Well, how much did you make when you first started, and what are your sales like, and this and that, and blah, 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 blah. You know, so that's
so
what I really like.
Is it that already exists that need assistance, or is it one you're trying to get off the ground?
These are basically companies. Well, some of them are some that they're trying to get off the ground, and some
okay.
of them are companies that they started, but they need more capital to keep it going, or to get more supplies or whatever, you know. But some of them are just basically trying to start. They had some kids on there that had a I forgot what they had. But I don't think they bought into it, because they told the children that, you know, by the time you get a certain age or whatever, you'll be on to something else or, you know, whatever. Because they even had, you know, kids come on there sometime making presentation. This little boy and his mom was on there. And he wanted $150,000 to, because him and his mom, they had made natural dog biscuits, some type of gourmet dog biscuits. And they really did like the idea of how they were doing it, but it just seemed it wasn't. They told them to come back when they had made more capital or something like that. But, yeah, they kids would come on there, bring their little things on there, and they have financed some kids as well. Yes, I like Shark Tank. Shark Tank. Now, you said you don't watch the haves and the have-nots, right?
No, I don't have cable.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well. Right, but the thing, I think we had talked about this the other night, the thing with Tyler Perry, his movies and things are basically becoming the same agenda. You know, because this is almost like The Family That Prays, but this is more or less like a series. You know, so I don't know. Tyler Perry need to get on his game.
See, the thing is, they're still selling. And they're still watching. The unfortunate part about it, and I do agree with this wholeheartedly, that's only, like, his shows are the only black one that comes on TV now.
Mm-hmm.
I think The Game comes and goes.
Mm-hmm.
But The Game was back on, because that was one. But, you know, there's no wholesome or plain. I mean, let's just face it. The idiocy of some of those characters is just beyond recognition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they're over the top. But unfortunately, they're making money.
That's true.
And as long as they're making money, he's going to continue to put them out. And how we do begrudge him that?
Hmm. Well, I don't know. Television is nothing like it used to be anyway. It's nothing like it used to be because, you know, all these, like these quote-unquote reality shows, they just get on my nerve. For real, because it's nothing real about them. Just like the Bridezilla stuff. And that is one show that I really wish that I could face each one of those Bridezillas and tell them the truth about themselves. And the guys who is marrying them, this is why I'm saying that has got to be fixed, because any guy in his right mind is not going to let a woman talk to him, treat him any kind of way, talk down to him, and he's not even married to her. I mean, you could just walk away. Then the next thing you know, they're getting married. Give me a break.
Exactly.
You know, because I was watching, it's supposed to be going off, but now they have Bridezilla boot camp, and that's just as phony. But,
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Bridezilla boot camp, honey. They took these, it's 4 or 5 couples they took that were Bridezillas. And put them on this program called Bridezilla Boot Camp. Mm-hmm. What goes on in there is they, you know, try to get to the core of why, you know, the problems that they're having and this and that. And I think this week, because I saw it last week, I don't know what's going on, but they was having it like they were showing each spouse what it would be like if one of them was dead, putting them in a coffin. And this one girl says, "Oh no, I'm not doing that. I'm not participating in that. No, I can't do that." You know, but I'm just saying, if you're having problems, you don't need to be on television airing out your dirty laundry like that.
No, not at all.
And it's this one. It's two black couples on there. This one black couple. She's a big girl too, and she's so dominant to her husband until it ain't even funny. When she was on Bridezilla, cursing and acting it couldn't be me, because I would tell him real quick, "Oh, you know, we're going to call this wedding off."
I know that's right.
They be hitting them and calling them stupid. And the one I saw, the Bridezilla I saw tonight, was this girl and her mother. and she was going to marry, I think this guy was evil. He was either white or he was Spanish. So he's having dinner with her, his fiance, and the mother. And the mother is just like the daughter, just alike. She telling her, he said, why'd you bring your mother to dinner with us? He said, because this is my backbone, and where I go, she go. And the mother said, we got rules for you, and you might as well get used to it. And she was saying all this stuff, and I was saying, wait, hold up. Yes. He told her, he said, I'm not marrying you. He said, and she said, well, when you marry my daughter, you're marrying me. Honey, I would say, well, you know what? I ain't marrying your daughter. I'm definitely not marrying you. Honey, And the mother, she just, and that's bad for a mother to act that way. Because I'm telling you,
sometimes that's what, you know, it's true when they say some things about the apple don't fall far from the tree. But see, I just think so much of that stuff is staged.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It has got to be because.
But go ahead. I'm sorry.
It has got to be because, like I said, what man in his right mind is going to let a woman talk to him any kind of way, belittle him, hit him, say anything to him, and then he's going to turn around and marry her? Our wedding's in 2 effing days, and you still ain't acting right. You need to go down and da-da-da-da-da. Oh, no. Mm-mm.
No.
I would just be so gone till it wouldn't be funny. But I don't know. It's just a hot mess. All that stuff is a hot mess. And the day I was watching Trisha show, where these girls was on, these two little girls was on there. This one girl, she was 15, I think. Curse her mother out, fight her mother, do all kind of things to her mother. But see, I understand. I mean, I don't understand, but I could see that there was more going on that was being brought to the surface. Because when her mother came out there, she was saying how the girl had pushed her daughter's head into a statue and all this and that. So when the girl came out, she said, you need to stop lying. It didn't happen like that. And she was all in her face and had body slammed the mother and all this whole kind of stuff. So this counselor had come out, and she says, was trying to really tell her that that's not a way to treat your mom, this and that, blah, 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 blah. So in the middle of that, the mother says, well, I tell you what, when we get back home, I'm going down to the courthouse and give up my parental rights on you. And the girl got up and just walked off the stage, you know, but I guess because her feelings was hurt. But guess what? The little girl could sing her butt off. Mm-hmm. She has some hidden talent, and all she needs to do is to channel that talent, channel all her frustration and her anger and all that kind of stuff into that talent that she had. But they took them off. This other girl that came on and told them that she said, I see y'all. I used to be just like y'all. Started having sex when I was 11, got pregnant when I was 14, ran away, did drugs, did that, blah, 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 blah. And she said, you're going to end up either dead or in jail, you know. So they took them to the jail and some prisons, and female prisoners talked to them. And then they came back to the program, and this guy, I forgot who he was, but he has something to do with music. They're going to further that girl's career, get her, singing. And the other girls want to be an actor, so they're going to, channel her in that direction. You know, which is good, because if they could, get their frustration and all their anger and bitterness out of them by doing something positive, that's what needs to be done. Because I know that it's not always on the child, because the child has to be, how you bring your children up is how they're going to be. Now, it could have been something going on in that household that these parents are not discussing, because if a child is in a household and is being molested or being called stupid and, abused and all this whole kind of stuff, of course they're going to strike out. But the parent is not going to understand that. And then sometimes you got these kids who everything they did when they was little was so cute. then when they got older, they couldn't understand when you're trying to correct them, you know, tell them, don't do that. When they was little, it was all right for them to do them. You laughed at it, thought it was cute. So naturally, the child thought it was, you know, it was okay for them to do. But then when it comes time for them to go to school, they're doing the same thing. You're trying to correct them. Mm-mm. You have to nip that stuff in the bud. You have to get a hold of your children, because once they turn five, those are the formative years right there. So if you're not bringing your child up the right way from the womb, because they think children can learn while they're even in the womb. But you got these parents doing all these undercover things at home, letting their boyfriends rape their daughters and beat them and all this so crazy stuff. And then it was one lady on it. She swore that she did not know that her, I think it was her boyfriend, had raped one of her daughters. She swore she didn't know. But the girl had told the mother, and she sent the girl to go stay with her grandmother. And then when she took a lie detector test, kind of find out, when the girl took a lie detector test, because they were saying she had made it up and all sorts of kind of stuff, she took the lie detector test and passed it. But see, if my daughter ever came to me and told me that her father or a friend of mine had raped her, that nigga gonna go. He could have to go. And it's not gonna be no thing about asking him, did you do that? Because as cruddy as some of these men are nowadays, because anytime a man would lay down with his own daughter and be in a relationship with his own daughter, that's cruddy.
Beyond, I just.
And they had a show on yesterday, or was it today? Steve Wilkow. Why this girl was in it, her and her brother, this was her biological brother, was in a relationship, and she got pregnant, and she claimed, they asked her, was it, because two other sisters, one of the sisters knew. She said, that boy looked just like whatever the brother's name. She looked. He said, well, it's not his baby. So she said that she didn't know who the baby's father was because she had slept with two other guys. So they gave her a lie detector test and a DNA test. Kind of find out the baby was her brother's, and she had lied about saying that she didn't know who the baby's father was.
Wow.
I could not even fathom my brother putting his hands on me in any sexual, any appropriate way. Oh, my goodness. Your own brother? It'd be something different if maybe, because I do have a brother who we had just found after my mother had died. Now, if something came about and if, you know, I maybe ran across him and hooked up with him, and then maybe afterwards found out he was my brother, that's something different. But because when he was adopted, we didn't live that far from him and his adoptive mother. His adoptive, because he told us this after we had found him. His adoptive mother told him whenever, because she knew about my two oldest sisters, whenever he got a girlfriend, that she wanted to meet him. You know, but things happen, but I'm telling you, there's no way in the world I would be in a sexual relationship with my father, my cousin, my uncle, my brother, not a family member, not knowingly. That's just the worst. That is the worst. But it happens. It definitely happens. I had interviewed a young lady. She wrote a book called My Father, the Devil, and Me. And she was in a relationship with her father from the time she was 15 to about... she was in for quite a few years. And he had prostituted her. got her hooked on drugs. I mean, just, it was just terrible.
Wow.
I can't understand what goes through a man's mind who wants to even touch their daughter. I really can't, but you got him out there. You got him out there.
I mean, the whole idea of that is beyond incomprehensible to me. I don't understand it, and I know good and well it exists, but for the life of me, I just can't.
I don't know. It's terrible. But
you can't see so much nowadays. They you know, it's like, they, first of all, they're growing up entirely too fast. On the average, TV don't get monitored like it should. They see some of everything. They are exposed to so much nowadays. That's one of the reasons they grow up so much faster.
Mm-hmm. And all that stuff.
Go ahead.
No, go on.
And even when, now we talking about the violence, I'll be the first to admit, and I didn't realize it until I was an adult, how violent the cartoons we used to watch were. And this,
mm-hmm.
that, and the other. But that ain't got nothing on these video games nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I said it for somebody. Like, wait, what?
Yeah.
I was so outdone. And you get points for the crimes you commit and stuff like that. And I'm like, you know what? That's sick to me.
Yeah.
I don't see nothing game-ish about that. And it's like, wow. And these kids are learning to play these things at their tender ages. And then you wonder why they're so detached from things and this, that, and the other. None of that stuff means nothing to them.
Mm-hmm.
They see worse things than their gangs on a regular basis. It's scary.
Yeah, because they had a gang car theft, and someone in China had made a game where women were being raped.
Yep.
Uh-huh. So they took that one off the market. But how in the world can you sit down and make up a game of women being raped? It's bad
mm-hmm.
enough they got these games where they murdering people, eating people, cutting them up, this and that. Then you're going to create a game where women are being raped.
Because in one of them games that do all that shooting out, you get points for rape in there as well. Because I was sitting there watching my brother and them play it, and I'm like, what? And when he was, I know he was looking at me like I was crazy because I kept, like, you got to be kidding me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, wow. And I remember when Grand Ole Theft first came out, and there was that big controversy. It never slowed it down any. It only made it more popular.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because people get curious, you know. You hear something about it, they telling little boy go to school and tell his friend about it, and he tell his friend, oh, man, I'm going to get my mom to give me that game. And why do these parents even entertain getting these games?
Exactly.
Because that is something I have always been against, those Xboxes and those things that you just sit in front of the television and just, and then, why do grown men get an attitude? Because I was watching Divorce Court, one of them shows, and the girl had broke up the guy's Xbox. He's in court suing her over an Xbox. Grown man.
You know the baby that was killed in Chicago, the 6-month-old?
Mm-hmm.
That was killed when her sitting in, on her lap in her father car, whatever.
Yeah.
The guy shot in that car because the father supposedly stole his video game set.
What?
Or player, whatever. Yes. That, they got him. He was arrested, I think, last week. He shot in that car because the father of that baby supposedly stole his, they didn't say the word Xbox, but his video game player, you know, the player.
Yeah,
whatever.
I know what you're talking about. I don't think they call him Xbox.
This baby is dead. And for that reason. Because that baby was hit 5 times.
Wow.
Yeah,
I heard about that.
That is beyond sickness. You know, it's like, I don't know how much those games run. $700 at the most?
Oh, I don't know, Chair.
Really?
I
don't get it. I don't get it. Today, there was a woman driving her car down the street, and shots rang out. And her 11-year-old son, I think her six children, her and her boyfriend was in the car. And a shot rang out. Her 11-year-old was hit. The bullet entered the child's back and exited the child's chest. They were shooting at the guy she was in the car with.
Wow.
And when they asked her about it, she got quiet about that part. But she said, I had to get my baby to the hospital. So I came straight to the hospital. And when they asked her about, they were shooting, they found out, they announced today that they were shooting. It ain't that bullets rang out. It's that bullets rang in that car. They were shooting at the guy in the car. How do you just open fire on a car and there's other people?
It's just pitiful.
It's really pitiful.
And the majority of these guys that sit home and play them boxes, those games all day, don't work nowhere, haven't finished high school, and stand out on the corners all day selling drugs, you know, just useless.
It's really useless.
And I'm telling you, we're coming out.
He turned himself in. They had gotten wind, I believe, based on what they were saying on the news. The streets had already started telling them why he shot that baby, and this, that, and the other. And they were, I know my voice is going in and out, but they were looking for him already, and he turned himself in. When they came off the reason that he shot, I'm like, are you serious?
Wow. It's just...
Nobody's life is that intimate. Nobody.
No, people don't value life anymore.
Yeah.
You know, they don't care. They do not care. If somebody will kill somebody over a game box or whatever, that just goes to show you what they think of life.
It's like, wow.
Because material things can always be replaced.
Exactly. But 9 times out of 10, if you kill him, you ain't going to get it back in the way.
You're going to be in jail. Big dummy.
I'm like, wow.
We're going to take a little break and then come back and get ready to close the show down, okay?
Okay.
Hey, what are you doing June the 15th, 2013, at 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.? Come on down to the hotspot, Ward 8 Book Festival, presented by Lamont Carey and council member Marion Barry. It's located between W Street and Chicago Street, Southeast, Washington, D.C., on Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue, outside lot, near the famous D.C. landmark, the Big Chair, celebrating literacy, authors, Father's Day, and community. meet the authors and buy their books, listen to panel discussions on publishing a book, and more. There will be fun for the whole family, music, face painting, open mic, karaoke, vendors, and more. Last I heard, it was 49 of us authors there, so you don't want to miss this event. Come on out and support us. For more information, go to www.lamontcarey.com. Hope to see you there.
Yeah, that's June the 15th, everybody. I'll be there. Come on out and support us. You know, I'm taking credit cards, Visa, MasterCard, American Express, and Discovery, since you ain't got no cash. Yeah, I think that's going to be a fun day.
Huh? He makes this an annual event. I'm going to have to come. I wasn't prepared to come this time, mainly because my son was graduating.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of cut down everything that, you know, you had to plan fully for that or whatever. But it sounds wonderful. And I want to see the big chair.
You say you want to see the big chair?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That chair has been down there forever. And it used to be a furniture store down there called Curtis Brothers. And they put that chair up there, and that chair has been up there ever since. It's been, I know, because when I moved to Southeast, that chair, I know it's over 50 years old, I think.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I think it is. It's over 50 years old. But, it's been down there a while. And I think I have a topic for Wednesday's show, Bringing Sexy Back. It's going to be abuse, how to recognize abuse, because some women don't. So that's going to be Wednesday's topic on Bringing Sexy Back. And the next show, Friday's the end of the month, where I have my musical show. And Rhea, I do appreciate you. Huh?
I got a few ideas I'm going to send to you.
You got a what?
I got a few ideas I'm going to send to you about Wednesday's show.
I can't hardly hear you.
I'm sorry. I got a few ideal topics that I'm going to send to you about, you know, upcoming Wednesday show.
Oh, okay. Do that. Do that, darling. I appreciate that. Yeah, and I do appreciate you as well for hanging in there with me when your stomach was upset. Yeah.
I have a migraine.
Uh-huh.
Migraine, thank goodness, it seemed like it started easing off today.
Mm-hmm.
I ate earlier, and I got sick to my stomach as well. But Mid-day, my glands in my throat is sore.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like,
wow.
My throat hurts. And I'm sitting here, and I'm like, Lord. But I have been so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't know how to dress. Because
Wow. If
you don't put your jackets and stuff on in the morning, you're cold.
Mm-hmm.
I think they cut the heat off in our building.
Mm-hmm.
And the temperature dropped yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So that means it's been all night. I'm sorry. The temperature dropped where it was really cool Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Tuesday. So Tuesday night it was cold. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I finally cut my heat back on just to break the chill in the house.
Wow.
I didn't leave it on, but I cut it on to bring the house up to 72, and then the apartment up to 72, and then it was fine. And
mm-hmm.
I used a little force, so I was fine.
Mm-hmm.
But that started Tuesday. Then it would be a little bit comfortable, but still nippy. Wednesday, when you left, it was point blank cold. I took the scarf that I carry on my bag and tied it around my, you know, put it back around my neck. That's just
mm-hmm.
how chilly it was. And so I think they cut the heat off in our building
mm-hmm.
at the university. And so my office was so cold, and I was sitting there. And the time I realized I had a chill, I already was chill. So I couldn't get warm. And I think after me catching that chill yesterday and then my stupid butt walking in the rain this morning, I guess it's too.
Well, I do appreciate you anyway for hanging in there with me, darling. And we're getting ready to close out the show, and I appreciate everybody who's listening. And we'll be back next Wednesday. Everybody have a beautiful weekend. Rhea, you have a beautiful weekend as well, and I see you next week, darling.
Yes, ma'am.
Good night.
Okay, good night.